Lasting longer will never satisfy your woman or make you a better lover. But you know why you believe it will? Because everybody around you is telling you that it will. And you know why they do that? Because men are already so fixated on lasting longer as the solution to everything, you become the easiest audience in the world to sell to. Imagine if tomorrow all men decided that a yellow car would make them happy. Then everybody would start making content on how to get the best yellow car as a solution to your life, right? Men have this biological belief that satisfying a woman is about how long your penis can be inside the vagina. And this is a marketer's dream. One huge audience, one big important fear. They just need to give you what you have already decided is the solution. But if your focus in sex is primarily on how to last longer, you will never satisfy your woman for her to say, wow, this was amazing sex. Even worse, lasting longer would naturally be far easier to do if you changed your goal. All will be explained in this video. Here is the truth about lasting longer. Yes, it will be frustrating for a woman if you don't last. Every man needs to learn how to delay ejaculation. And I teach that too, to give the comprehensive practice for it. The hoax of lasting longer that most men have bought into is not that it's not important, it is essential. The false promise is that it will make you a good lover. It will give you zero ability to be a good lover for your woman. Lasting longer only gives you tools to delay ejaculation, nothing else. If you have a belief that lasting longer is your main sex skill to work on, you will remain a completely unskilled lover, even if you master that part. You will have zero knowledge or ability to make her feel amazing in every part of sex that actually matters to her in every part of her body, including in penetration. You will get no skill. Making it longer only makes it worse. If someone told you that that will give her more vaginal pleasure or vaginal orgasms, I'm afraid you were misinformed. A longer penetration doesn't mean enjoyable penetration. Plus, great sex for women is not longer penetration. For a woman to have great sex with you, she wants her whole body activated to amazing pleasure everywhere. She wants fantastic arousal, foreplay, to be really turned on by you. She wants pleasure and orgasmic experiences in all her clitoral areas, all her vaginal areas, most of which have nothing to do with your dick. She wants her whole body and being powerfully loved, desired, orgasmic everywhere. She wants the whole journey of sex with different flows and different experiences for it to be fun and connected and not like a mechanical routine. And of course, she wants a very pleasurable penetration, not just longer penetration. A pleasurable penetration. Yes, of course, I've heard many women say that it's very frustrating when a man can't last, but when I've heard any woman say he's a really amazing lover, I have never heard that it's because he lasts so long. It's just not how you are evaluated. That is pure male fantasy, like porn. And you get a lot of it from porn. And if you see all those female opinions online about this, have some critical thinking what is really behind it. I've also met so many women whose partners lasted long, but they left him because sex was horrible. And this is the other thing. Women don't want long penetration. They want enjoyable penetration. Pleasurable penetration for her, done right for her, makes you last longer naturally. Most men think that they need to train themselves to last longer with the same basic monotonous rubbing inside the vagina, which feels of nothing to her already. Making it longer only makes it worse. Longer nothing. Or even soreness. Do you know how many women I've had tell me that it's so tedious, they just want it to be over sooner? If you stopped making lasting longer your main goal and you shifted to just focusing on being a good lover inside the vagina, did all the things that actually make penetration feel amazing for women, to do with the right progression, movement, variation, flow, pacing, you would find yourself doing the same things that you need to last longer, while she feels more pleasure and orgasmicity in the vagina. Those are the skills that men need to learn, really. Instead, most men move in penetration in ways that make it 10 times harder for you to last long, believing this is what she needs, but it gives her bad sex as well. Like, nobody here wants to be doing this. And that's the problem with this whole lasting longer being positioned as a solution. You can train on your own to last longer every day and it won't solve the problem. You only solve it by learning to be a good lover. So it's not that lasting longer makes you a better lover in the vagina. It's that being a good lover automatically makes you last longer. Not 100%. You still need to use all your lasting longer practices. How you breathe, how you channel your sexual energy, very important. How you manage your arousal levels and control them. But it's really manageable. It's far easier to do if you are doing penetration in the way that a woman needs it. Now, you might say that some women need half an hour to feel, you know, the pleasure that they want in penetration. You've got it backwards. She needs that because she's not feeling much, because she's shut down, not activated, because the penetration is done badly. Hammering her for longer will not fix it. She might just feel sore and give up, but she may well be a woman who can feel amazing inside her vagina within the first few minutes if sex was done well, and I've seen that many times. 80% of how pleasurable and orgasmic the vagina feels in penetration comes from what you do before penetration. That's how the vagina works. If you remain unskilled at everything else, you will not even get to the point where lasting longer will make a difference to her. You will fail to open and activate her body, and when you get to penetration, it will feel of nothing to her, and you sabotage yourself. Most guys who want to last longer, they jump straight into penetration. If you were a really good lover before penetration, that would stabilize your own sexual energy, disperse your own sexual tension before penetration, and it would make you last longer at the same time as activating her vagina more before you even get there. So you actually have to do less in penetration for her to feel amazing. So if your objective is not to do some kind of physical challenge and run a marathon in your lasting longer, you know, adventure, and you actually just want to be a good lover and satisfy your woman, your focus is wasted on lasting longer. Master the lasting longer practices, they are essential, but it's a small technical thing. Your main focus is to make a woman feel amazing with good lovemaking skills, most of which are nothing to do with penetration, and focus on good lovemaking skills in penetration, which makes a massive difference to her and helps you to last longer. And to dispel your misconceptions that 30 minutes of hammering is going to give her a vaginal orgasm, here is the video that you need to watch next.